first losses, this team's head coach, but your players were generally upbeat with the effort, certainly. What'd you take out of that?
You got to know how you play. Maybe the most important thing out of losing, and you can win games 2 and 3, 1, 4, 1 and not play well, and you need to know that too. So the efforts there are the parts of our game that, that we can get better at, absolutely. But you come in and be in a pretty tight, even game for both teams. And most importantly, as a coach by bench, I understand what I saw. We need to find ways against teams like that, Anaheim, San Jose, the Skate Wall, to generate more, simplify and generate more. But I understood the defensive parts of our game. Everybody works hard in this league. Our goal is to compete and really compete hard. I didn't have a problem with the group. There will always be individuals that I'll get to the next day that I think have more to give. But you need to handle it. My message was, for me, the effort was there. Things didn't go the way we want. The things that we need to get better at, we will. We'll address them and we'll get better at. So we leave it here, take none of it with us except for the learning experience, and get ready for our next game.
Sounds like maybe a bit underrated for how good they are defensively.
Well, at 128, I think, and we didn't change the goals against, that's pretty good, pretty darn good. And that's their secret. They play a good, solid underneath the puck game. They hunt the puck very, very well and wait for you to crack. And I didn't think, you know, they got their chances tonight. We had a few. They had a few more than we did. But I thought we were getting better and solid in it. So very good team. They don't give you a whole lot. Same is true of Anaheim. They skate so well. And they knock so many pucks down, it's difficult to complete plays against them, which makes them a real solid team.
And sir, were you on the trip ahead, given what he's gone through this year?
Yeah, I'm concerned with that. I like the response. I mean, I don't think we needed to turn it into a dog and pony show. We're still in that game, and players do have to take hits, but you'd like to see that come out. He's a big, strong kid who handled it well. We're fortunate that he got off the ice healthy.
Team that you're going back with Winnipeg tomorrow, is it a better team than the one you left Winnipeg on Monday with? They progressed.
I've seen more. Look at it this way. The last two teams we play had a completely different offensive capability than the first three. And I still like a lot of what I saw defensively. They didn't break us. You know, we gave up one tonight on a turnover and knocked it out of the air and in. Anaheim had clearly more chances 5-on-5, but I understood our defensive game. It was what we're trying to do. So in that case, we've now handled one team, one anyway, I'm not sure we handled them, and did it right in here. That has to stay. Our offense has to improve, and it will. But that core backbone of how we play defensively got tested by two really good offensive teams, and it did well.
You knew that was your top priority going into the job.
Right.
Has progressed.
Yeah, very well. Very well defensively. At the end of the day, though, I think we sat probably 9th or 10th offensively. The question is, did we generate our offense in the past because we cheated all over the ice and that's why we were 25? Or can we stay at that offensive output and become a better defensive team? I believe we can. I don't think anything, we're certainly not pulling them back. We're going to look at more aggressive on our forecheck, more aggressive on our pushes. That's not there yet, but we want defense first. We want to keep that, and then we'll branch out.
Quick reflection, first 5 games.
Really like the potential of our group. I think there's a lot of teaching that can go on. It's still a young group, but their willingness has been great. They listen, they do what you ask them to do. They try hard to do those things. So I'm excited about this team going forward. Both can skate well enough. Like for your shutdown pair, it's either got to be big and ugly, or it's got to be able to get that puck out of your end. And I mean, you saw Enstrom throw 2 or 3 pretty solid hits in there tonight. I like the way they've moved the puck. I like the way they think the game. The nice part about having your shutdown group as those two, you can still play a fairly offensive unit in front of them and not and generate offense. So it's not like you've got your shutdown D, can't move the puck in an offensive mindset, can't make plays at the offensive blue line. We got some offense with them too, but I really like what they've done defensively.
Thanks, Paul.